Titans Call is a D&D 5e actual play podcast containing mature themes and adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Not the Cowboy Bebop opening playing in my head right now. Mm-mm.
This goes to everyone who is not listening right now, but who is recording with me. Fuck you.
Joke's on you. I can just cut it out and let it say to everyone who's listening. Fuck you.
Yeah. And
so
I say so much fucked up shit. You can cut together whatever you want.
And with that, hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Titans Call, episode 15. I am your host, your dungeon master, your good friend, Emil, and I am joined today by none other than my three trusted, well-playing players who have to introduce themselves right now.
So, yeah, hi, I'm Niels, I'm playing Aiden Fringe, and I can't wait to see where all of this is going today. I can't wait. Maybe we get something done this time. We'll see.
Hello, I'm Smith. I'm playing Maisie Graves, which is amazing. And
that's my joke.
Yeah, sucks to be you. She stole it from you.
My players have been on some shenanigans lately. I don't know why.
Oh yeah.
Why could that be, right?
Oh, Amy, just to quote you, I'm not answering a question, but I have a big schlong.
And with that, any sponsorships have flown out the window. Just poofed in front of my eyes right now. All the money we could have made.
I just wanted to say that you definitely are part of the problem.
Oh, shit. Now, also the listenership is gone. Now it's just us for playing a normal game of D&D, Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition for ourselves. No one's listening to this after that.
And let's have some great fun.
So we still have another player that has to introduce themselves.
Yeah, hi, I'm Sönke. And the people you just heard before me just informed me before we started recording that I was a fucked up kid in elementary school, even though none of them knew me in elementary school. And well, yeah, Drew, you'd heard them. So I don't know what to say to that. But hey, let's have some fun.
As usual, we are playing Titans Call, our story of mysteries, titans, and whatever else my players get up to. Apparently, a lot of shit is happening in the story as well.
Literally.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh.
That.
Sorry.
We're off to a great start, guys. Woo!
So, if everyone is ready, we can dive into Titans Call, episode 15.
Last time I said no, you didn't care, so let's go.
So, first off, we left off as you guys exited the sewers once again after you've investigated another trace from the bookstore you went to figure out where the automatons that attacked the bookstore went. They have appeared to be leaving the sewers at the same place the other automatons that attacked you also left and entered. So, you guys concluded that they are probably from the same group or the same automatons. So yeah, that is what you concluded. You also investigated the bookstore, found out that the safe inside the bookstore is housing another set of books that you cannot read. Now you are sitting outside the sewers, inside the river that crosses the city and the sewage system, and thinking about what to do next. So that's what we pick up. What do you guys do?
Waiting for Aiden to clean up the shit.
Yeah, I try to thoroughly clean myself after I fell in the shit probably multiple times. So yeah. And after that, I think maybe see if we can talk to Garion now.
So you're searching for Garion.
Yeah, I would go back to the way to the house where we already talked to people to ask them where we would find him if we already got back.
Didn't we already ask for directions to the kids' home?
Yes, you did.
So I think we can just go directly there.
Smart move. Let's do that one.
Yeah, yeah. You can probably just go to Garion's house.
He has a whole house. It's a kid. Wow, amazing.
Yeah. You knock on the door and you are met with a woman, and she would tell you that Garion is probably out playing on the fields.
Mm-hmm.
And she can roughly tell you where her son is playing. You go there and you find a group of kids playing in the fields. They're playing tag or whatever. So they're running around, screaming, laughing and having fun.
Let's destroy the fun.
Now the adults are here.
Ah, fuck this shit. I want to play tag with them as well. No. I'd like to shout, Garion!
One kid looks over to you and screams, yeah?
I wave and I'm like, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you have the time for it?
And then this moment, another kid runs up to him, tags him and says, you're it! And runs away and he looks at you, oh man, now I'm it! This is your fault!
It truly is Garion, yeah. But why does it get passed around?
Maybe, can you skip this round of tag? It's quite important.
Ah, okay. And he walks up to you guys and the other kids are running around in circles. All of them at some point just stop and look at Garion, wondering why he doesn't play with them, but they're just waiting for him.
Okay.
And he walks up to you. He's this... So you guys were told, I think, that he's a 7-year-old kid, but he looks like he's maybe 15. He's...
Oh.
Who is the shortest of your three?
I don't know.
I don't think it's me. Wait, let me check.
Do you ask the players how tall they are? They all have to go check in their notes.
I'm 165.
You are the shortest.
Then he basically reaches to your shoulders. Maybe a little bit higher than that. He's not quite as tall as you, but he's quite tall for a 7-year-old.
Not relatable.
And he walks up. He has this very round face. He is covered in dirt and soot. And his clothes are covered as well. He has tattered, broken clothing. It looks like he has worn these for maybe 4 to 5, 6 days in a row. He doesn't smell that great, but he also doesn't smell as shit as Aiden. There's only so much shit you can take before you start smelling, even if you wash it off.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So you're smelling. Just wanted to let you know that.
Thanks.
No.
Appreciate
yeah.
it.
It looks like he's playing here every day because the dirt he's covered in doesn't look fresh necessarily. And he looks up. He looks at you, Macy. So, what's the problem?
Well, you know that stuff started disappearing, right?
Stuff always disappears.
I know. You know, stuff from the shed and from the kitchens, and probably your parents were really mad because stuff went missing.
Well, my mother is always a little bit mad because I don't do my homework.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable. Well, the thing is, we heard that you saw some weird creatures crossing the fields, like giant insects.
Yeah, maybe.
Could you please describe them to us? Because we've seen them too, and we just want to make sure that, you know, they're the same.
Well, there were these very huge bugs and monsters, and they had like 7 arms.
Mm-hmm.
They had tails, they had claws, they had big red eyes, they had mouths and teeth and all the stuff normal people are scared of, but not me.
You're not scared?
Obviously not.
Oh, you're really brave then.
Yeah, I know.
How many of those creatures were there?
I think 4.
4 only?
I saw 4.
All right.
Over there in the tall grass.
In a tall grass?
Yeah. And he just points to basically the way you came from the sewage system. All because right. especially the banks there are filled with taller grass and aren't kept as well as the fields itself. So it looks a little bit like a little bit of a wilder patch of grass there that could be, yeah, that could be tall grass.
All right. Do you remember where they went?
No.
Okay.
They were walking... The only thing I really remember is that they were crawling along the ground before they disappeared.
Okay.
But I'm gonna catch them someday.
Oh, you definitely will.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you've seen that was unusual? Like things people are normally scared of, but you aren't.
There's a lot people are scared of. I saw a snake one day.
Oh, a snake.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Was yellow.
The yellow ones. Oh, those
are... Like 3 meters long.
Oh, that's really long.
Are there snakes like that?
There probably are 3 meter long snakes, but never ever in this part of the world.
Niels knows it.
What does he know? What's the problem?
I don't have a problem. I think Smurf does.
So, would you please share with the class, Smurf? If you have something to say, please share it with the class.
No.
I don't even know why we're laughing, but it's funny.
Yeah, I think it was still directed at the schlong comment from earlier.
Yeah, with this 3 meter snake, you know.
And then...
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, we are 7 years old, apparently.
Gary and
guys are the fuck up in elementary school. You still are in elementary school.
Exactly.
Not me.
Garion has just told you about a 3 meter long yellow snake. Caradian asked, no, those don't exist in this part of the world. There are smaller tree snakes that are also yellow, but they do not grow longer than maybe 60 centimeters at maximum.
Yeah.
And the creatures you saw, how big exactly were they?
Oh, we're this big. And he points, and he basically exaggerates once again the height that you guys saw, but it could still be the same range, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that big.
And you, by any chance, didn't see where they were coming from, right?
No, I only saw them and thought to myself, maybe I will catch them, because that would be cool, right?
Yeah, sure see? Would.
Yeah, you're gonna catch them all.
No, I don't think so. Well, thank you very much for answering my questions.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, then go and have fun being it.
He runs off and the other kids start screaming as he comes running for them and start running away again.
Yeah, I will instantly turn to Macy. He's lying.
What is he lying about?
So there are no 3 meter yellow brown snakes here in this area.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I figured. But... we know that he saw 4 monsters or whatever they were.
Do we? If he saw a 3 meter yellow snake.
The description fits, right? With the red eyes and many arms and tails and like the back features.
Yeah, and if we assume that these were the creatures that also attacked us, and are there any other yellow snakes in this area? Not just 3 meter long ones?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just exaggerating the size overall of everything he just told us about. So, I mean, the height he showed us could match those things that attacked us. So he's maybe not lying about the amount of creatures he saw, but just about the size.
Yeah, okay. So let's head to the sheds where the tools are missing.
Yeah, so to the shed?
Yes.
To the shed it is.
Shed shot.
All that is missing from there is just the getting shot part.
I can make that happen.
I know.
Okay.
You guys make
your way to the sheds, or to one of the sheds, and lo and behold, it's a shed.
No.
It's a small building from wood, metal, and thatches, just to house tools and keep them away from the weather. What you can clearly see from the outside is the door of this shed, at least that is the one you found, has been pried open. It has been brute forced open. The wood seems chipped and cracked. The lock seems to be basically broken off, and the door is just standing inside, even though you know you can just open it if you want.
I suggest we first go around the shed, looking for traces.
A quick glance that probably a lot of people will be walking towards the shed and taking stuff and bringing it back. We should keep some distance to see if there are, you know, single tracks that don't match the direction of the others. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what I'd like to do.
Make a survival check.
16.
16 is high enough to figure out that there are a lot of people walking towards the shed, mm-hmm. but there are also these automaton tracks in the grass around it mm-hmm. that lead to the front door.
To the shed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you follow them back, where they come from?
Yeah, you can follow them if you want.
Yeah, I would like.
But yeah, that's just a difference than you find them.
Yeah,
I just
wanted you
to know you find them.
Yeah,
you can
follow
them.
I would like to follow them in the direction which they don't lead towards the shed. So, see where they came from.
Sure, you can do that.
Or can I distinguish where they came from and where they went to? Or is it the same direction? Or
I think you can distinguish that the way they came from is also the way they went after.
Great.
They went to the site.
Let's follow that.
So, you're following this track through several fields, pathways, grassy patches, until you get to a fence. This is the simple wooden farmer's fence that guards off a field or something. And you can see behind that a grassy patch where you see a bull standing in the distance.
All right. Does it look like the automatons have crossed the fence?
Yeah.
But the fence isn't broken or anything?
They just climbed over it.
How big the field? Can I see like another fence and like 500 feet away or something like that?
It's a big field, but make a perception check to see if you can see the end of the field.
24.
So you can see the end of the field in the distance. But again, there's this big bull on this field currently. Just letting you know.
All right. I'm turning around. So they went through this field. As I see, we have two options. Well, basically three, but two of them are part of one. Either we walk around and try to see if we can relocate the tracks where they left the field and hope they didn't emerge underground within the field, or we cross the field and either make sure the bull doesn't attack us, or we kill it.
Killing the bull wouldn't be the option to choose, in my opinion.
It would probably be the easiest one.
Yeah, but it would be the most hurtful to the civilian population here.
But
so maybe not the best
really
idea.
Is there really a real reason to do it? So,
could you keep the bull calm? Do you think you would be able to do that?
I have no idea. I don't know this bull.
Is it a chance you're willing to take? If not, then just let's go around it.
Well, what are my options if I fail?
I don't know bulls, but probably getting run over by a bull. That doesn't sound too comfortable.
No. You don't understand. The question is, would it be okay to kill the bull to prevent him running me over if I fail to calm down?
Yes, but is it a
okay,
risk
sure.
that we are willing to... Okay. Maisie, what do you think?
I would follow. Yeah.
All right. I would like to climb the fence.
Okay. Make an athletics check.
4.
Okay. So you
then
climb.
I don't follow.
So you climb onto this fence, and it isn't designed to have a person climb over it. So
obviously.
As you climb, you break one of the boards that basically hold this fence up. One of the poles breaks and you basically collapse this part of the fence a bit. It isn't necessarily completely broken, but it's just not intact anymore.
All right, I'd like to start to make my way towards the bull.
You're not over the fence, by the way.
I'll try to get over the fence again.
Make an athletics check once again.
21.
Okay, this time you found the right foothold. Basically, launch yourself across and now stand on the other side of the fence. You turn around to the others and look at them.
No, I don't.
Lucas. Okay.
I
turn
make my
around
way
again and go towards the bull.
Yeah, slowly. Do not like, you know, don't make a wish. Move.
I'm just gonna say this. If you die to guess to this bull, right?
Yeah, that's a story to tell, guys.
So what do the other two do? Because Caradian is making his way towards the bull. He is calmly walking across the field.
I would like to either climb the fence but not get over the fence, just in case he has to run back so I can help him back up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
Okay.
And Aiden, can you... I think it looks fairly dangerous. Can you just maybe go to the side? And just in case anything happens, try to distract the bull so Caradian can escape.
Sure, but let me give you a hand, and I would like to boost her up the fence. Make it easier.
Macy, make an athletics check with advantage. This is gonna go so horribly wrong.
Hell yes.
What's the worst thing that
No, hell yes!
It's a 7.
With advantage.
With advantage.
So, since the fence was already broken, Aiden helps you on top of it, and you stand on this already broken pole, and it collapses entirely under your weight this time. So now there's a hole in this fence. And this sound definitely startles the bull as he rushes around towards Caradian, looks at you with this menacing gaze, goes down into this lower position, getting ready to run towards you.
Towards me?
No, towards Caradian. Oh. Caradian is the closest. But it's the same direction because you're right behind Caradian on the now broken fence.
I would like to use my knowledge to try to calm it down, you know, like probably making myself a little smaller and like, you know, like calming gestures. If I make sound, not aggressive, but just like summing a little melody that may calm him down or something like that.
Okay, I want an animal handling check with disadvantage because it's already startled.
Sure. What's the worst that can happen? Second one would be a net 20. 14.
14. So he starts pawing with his hooves.
I would like to, you know, start to circle around to like gain distance from him, mm-hmm. but also keep making my way across the field.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You hear him, you hear this really deep exhale from this bull as he gets angrier and angrier and angrier that you are crossing his domain.
Yeah. I would like to stop and take a look around, make sure I don't see any cow or something like that.
Mm-mm. You don't see any cows.
And then I would like to take a look around to see if I still see the automaton tracks.
Make another survival
I'm supposed
check.
To be following. Yeah, that's great, 24.
So you see them. But to make this more interesting, you would have to, if you want to follow them, get closer to the bull.
Yeah, I'd like to follow them.
So you're getting closer to the bull.
Yes.
Okay. So you make your way slowly towards the bull to get closer, but not startle it.
Yes.
Your extensive knowledge of animals shows you that this bull is getting angrier by the step you make towards it.
How far do I still need to go to cross the field?
Maybe 300, 400 feet.
And I am already how deep in it?
Maybe 150 to 200 feet.
Yep, I'd like to continue my way.
What do the other two do?
Not move.
I'm gonna start searching for the bull stat block or for one stat block to use.
I don't know why.
Okay, looking at this stat block, I'm gonna... Yeah, okay, that works. So, yeah.
I would like to hold my breath in shock.
Okay.
Just be ready to sprint towards Caradian if need be.
So what is Macy doing?
I would like to not move.
What a wise decision.
Because I have little to no knowledge about bulls. I would not like to startle it even more than it already is. So I would just like to observe calmly, and if anything happens, I would be able to react quickly.
So Caradian, how close do you want to get to this bull? Because to follow these tracks, you would have to get pretty close.
As close as needed.
Okay. And then I want you to make just a plain charisma check for me to see how this bull reacts to you.
With my -2 charisma, I get to -1.
That's a natural 1.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
So you rolled natural 1.
Yeah.
You look at this bull, and I'm gonna give you your... Since you're with your extensive knowledge of animals, you realize just a few moments before it would be too late that this bull is gonna charge you now. I want to know your reaction to that. And after that, it is gonna use its full movement to stampede you.
I would like to try to dodge it. Like, getting ready to jump out of the way.
So you take a dodge action.
Yes.
I can already see you calculating how many more episodes we will need because we derail so much.
We are not derailing. I'm following the path straight. At the time, don't win.
So he's going to charge you with his movement, which are... Basically, he's going to attempt to overrun you. And he uses his full movement plus his dash action to basically just run into your space. Because you said you wanted to dodge it, I'm going to give you a dexterity saving throw against... Oh, wait. They literally run over anything of a medium size or smaller that gets in their way. Okay, yeah. The dexterity save is a 17. Because you said you wanted to dodge, I am allowing you that dexterity check even. Because this bull is huge as it is rushing towards you.
Well, that's nearly 50-50.
So let's see if you
can
do it.
I can't. Quadian can. 21.
21. So you halve the damage he makes with his stampede towards you. Since I am not that prepared about this stat block, I have to wing this a bit because I do not have a bull stat block and I don't think the PHB or anything official in D&D has one. But I'm just going to go with this one that I found on 5ESRD.com. So I'm just going to try to wing it with that one. So he's just going to make a stampede attack against you. So you take 3 damage as you dodge out of the way and just get slammed to the side by this bull.
Hey, finally a normal mid-roll again. Our run for the homie and the dude, the Wandering Tavern Kickstarter has ended, because Kickstarter has ended. And first of all, obviously, congratulations to our friends at Homie and the Dude, who made an incredible, incredible Kickstarter with this. But this is Titan's Call. This is our project, and we are back after the mid-season finale, more or less. 13 episodes in the first half, 13 episodes in the second half. Now we are on episode 15, and it's getting dicey. Players, the characters, are finally shedding some light onto everything that is going on in the city, and with the entire apocalypse of this world, and yeah. You guys are here to figure out more. And I don't want to keep you too long because this is unscripted and because I have no time at all to have actually written a mid-roll. So rate and review this podcast, obviously. Do all the good stuff. Give us a few quick words, fun words, 5 words or even less that just say how much you enjoy the show. 5 stars when you enjoy it really well to show other people that you do enjoy. And go follow us on social media everywhere. You can find us at DoubleDM and DoubleDMPod. Wherever you are, we are probably too. And if we're not, tell us about it and we will hopefully be there soon then. And yeah, with that, I'm just going to send you right back to the episode. Have fun.
And now, please, everyone roll initiative.
Woohoo! Fuck. Wasted net 20.
I don't know if that's wasted. So,
I've got an 8.
We have Kuradian probably at the top.
What, 24. What is your...
24, we have Macy with an 8.
I got a 9.
So it's, what is your dexterity?
Minus, I think 7. No, 6.
Minus what modifier?
Minus 2.
Okay, so it's the bull's turn before you because he also got a 9.
How far am I away from the bull?
He's standing right next to you.
All right.
He's literally standing right next to you, turning around as he slammed into you and is pawing his hooves once again, getting ready to basically now just trample you and gore you with his horns. Yeah, you're trespassing his territory. And he doesn't like that, apparently. So what do you do?
All right. I'd like to draw my bow and try to hit him with a trick shot.
Okay, try to hit him with a trick shot.
I would like to take the pin. When you hit a creature with a ranged weapon attack, the target is restrained until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
15 to hit.
That hits. Meets it, beats it.
4 points of damage and he is restrained.
Okay, he's gonna make a constitution saving throw. He is gonna fail that one. So you see the blinding rage enter his eyes as you damage this bull. And he doesn't like that.
Great. I would like to take my movement and start make my way across the field.
Okay. So you're running.
Yeah.
So that is your turn. How far can you go? 30 feet?
30 feet.
Okay. So the bull is restrained and is basically just wiggling around or jumping around because you pinned his one hoof to the ground and he's pulling that arrow out he's just breaking that arrow basically off in a stampede on the ground. What are the other two doing? Aiden, what are you doing? It's your turn, right? You just saw that Caradian shot this bull into the hoof and is now booking for the other side.
I would like to shout to draw the bull's attention away from Caradian.
Okay. What are you shouting? I just want to know if you have anything to shout. You can just, or you're just screaming.
Hey! And then just whistling like really loudly with.
Yeah, sure, you can do that. I don't know. Is there anything in your feature to do that? Can you taunt enemies with your battle master?
I don't think I can.
Okay, then it's just gonna be a straight charisma roll if he's more enraged by you or by Caradian. Rolling high is good here, obviously, since we're playing D&D.
Dirty 20.
Then he is probably now focused on you. And just so you know, you're still standing outside the field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, the fence is broken right in front of you.
Do I still have movement left?
Sure.
I move inside the enclosure.
Okay.
And a bit to the left from the entrance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you do this turn?
I think the taunting in quotation marks was my action.
Yeah, I would say so.
So I don't have anything left.
Okay, so it's Macy's turn.
How far away is the next house with people in it?
You do not see it right now.
Oh, too far away. Shit. I would like to just stay there. Maybe go a bit to the side to hide behind the fence. Like, not staying directly in the entrance. And I would just wait what the other two are doing. Because I don't think that shouting something would help the situation of an enraged bull. So, yeah. How broken is the gate?
There isn't a gate. The fence is completely broken. Okay, the bull can walk through there if he wants to.
I mean, is it like, did it fall apart? So
yeah.
Okay.
Caradian basically just chipped the wood of one of these poles that hold the fence up. You completely broke it in half. And now basically there's just this big section where a pole is missing, so the parts of the fence aren't holding up anymore.
I mean, is there a way to somehow take a piece of the broken fence to at least somehow replace the fence, you know, so there's a visual.
Yeah, especially if it's only about a visual.
Yes, because
it works for sure.
Okay, then I would like to say, Aiden, like as quietly as I can, so Aiden, I'll try to move to at least somehow repair the fence. What are you doing? And then take a stick and just lay it across so a human could just, you know, walk over it, but a bull might think, all right, there's still a fence.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Okay.
You're basically just making the illusion
of a fence, exactly.
That this is a fence without any magic.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah, that works. Caradian, it is your turn. The bull has turned around as Aiden shouted and whistled at it. And doesn't seem to appear to want to follow you.
I would like to use my action to dash and run 60 feet across this field.
Sure. That is all you do?
I would like to take a small look over my shoulder, but yes.
As you take that small look over your shoulder, the bull uses its full movement plus dash action to run 80 feet towards Aiden in this stampeding black monstrosity of an animal is barreling down towards you, Aiden. You see the hot breath get exhaled from its nose with its blinded, rageful eyes only focusing on you. What do you do?
I would like to step back towards the fence, still looking at the bull, and hold my action until I see Maisie trying to repair the fence and then trying to climb over it again.
Make an athletics check.
Do I have anything that helps me? I don't.
Come on!
Athletics? Okay, I'm not even proficient in that, but 22!
That works! You climb up fast enough over the fence to basically you just roll yourself over it. Maisie, what do you do? Aiden has just basically jumped and rolled over the fence. The bull is still barreling towards you guys. This big black muscle mass of horns and pure rage is making its way directly towards you.
I'd say, is there like tall grass or a tree or something where I can run towards?
Roll me a straight d20 on an even number. There's a tree. On an odd number, there isn't.
It's a 14.
Then there is a tree.
To the tree, and I would like to climb up the tree.
Well, you run towards the tree.
It takes
your full movement plus dash action to run towards the tree.
Yes.
It's quite a bit ways down.
Yeah.
But you can basically get to the root of it.
All right.
But Aiden is still on the next to the fence. Caradian, what do you do?
All right. With my quick glance over my shoulder, what do I see of Aiden and Maisie?
Not much, I would say. You saw the big black mass barreling towards them and them scrambling into the other direction. The other two ran away as well.
All right. Are there any trees on this field?
No.
Okay, I stop, I turn around, and I take my dash action to run up the bull, 60 feet.
Okay, so you're basically at the point where you shot the bull.
No. I'm 30 feet away, because after I shot him, I moved 30 feet, and then last turn 60, and now 60 back.
So yeah, you run after the bull, but the bull doesn't seem to care, and is now barreling for this fence. And I'm gonna make an intelligence check for this bull to see if he's smart enough to realize that this fence isn't actually holding up anymore. Okay, so I'm gonna make an intelligence check for this bull, and it's a natural 20.
Shit.
So this bull is smart enough to just rush through this fence you put up. And he is now barreling down on Aiden. He's gonna make a hoof attack as he basically barrels down on you. Yeah, he's gonna make a hoof attack. No, wait, sorry. So he basically is trying... He's gonna make a slam attack against you and is trying to knock you prone. So now let's see if he hits. That's a 26 to hit.
That definitely does hit.
So you take 2d6, you take 5, you take 11. The dice are in my favor today. You take 18 points of bludgeoning damage, and I need you to make a strength saving throw against being knocked prone by this bull.
19?
That saves.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Okay. So, I would like to draw my sword.
Mm-hmm.
And while trying to duck under him, try to cut him at one of his legs.
Mm-hmm. You can try. You can certainly try that.
While wielding it two-handed because I left my sword at home or at the refugee camp.
That would be a 16 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. Okay. Then the bull takes 11 points of slashing damage.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to use my bonus action. To use one of my... No. To use... What is it? The second wind.
Okay.
To heal myself.
Okay.
For 6 points. Amazing.
Amazing.
okay. Amazing.
It's your turn. You know Aiden behind you has just drawn his sword and is fighting this bull head on. You're at the base of this tree you wanted to climb. What do you do?
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
I shout, Aiden, can you get to the tree? And I'd like to climb the tree.
Then make an athletics check for climbing the tree.
18.
You can climb into the tree. That is your action. It also takes your movement. So that's your turn. Caradian, it is your turn.
All right. How far am I from the bull?
150 feet at minimum.
Alright, I would like to take a dash action and still run after it.
Okay. Anything else on your turn?
No, but I would like to know when I pass the fence.
That's when you stand next to the bull.
Okay, right now he's like at the fence.
The bull is behind the fence.
Yeah, but I don't... If he, you know, runs farther out, and even though then I'm not standing next to him, I'd like to know the point where I pass the fence.
Oh yeah, sure. So Aiden... That bull, it's his turn. He's gonna slam you once again. He's gonna try... This time he's gonna slam you with his hooves and tries to knock you down to the ground once again. So he's gonna make another slam attack against you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 17 to hit.
Because I don't have my shield that hits. I have an armor class of 16 right now.
This is disgusting. Mm-hmm. You take 2d6, that's again 5, and 6, that's again 18 Jesus. Points of dungeoning damage. And I need you to make another strength saving throw.
21. No, a strength saving throw, 23.
You save once again.
Haha.
Easily against this bull. And it kind of gets him very mad that you were still not on the ground where he can stampede your face into the ground.
I'm very relieved that's not the thing happening.
It's your turn. Okay. He's just tried to slam you to the ground once again. You feel this warm, musky breath of this bull around you. He reeks of this muddy scent that he's been out in this field for days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he reeks of... He just reeks disgusting. That could also be the blood that you're smelling from your maybe external, but some maybe also internal wounds. So what do you do?
First, I would like to use my bonus action to rally myself.
Okay.
While muttering, come on, you can do this. To gain 7 temporary hit points.
Who?
Everything that's possible. I take everything. And then I would like to make a sword attack against one of his other legs again.
Okay.
So close. That would be a 25 to hit.
That definitely hits.
For 13 slashing damage.
So how do you want to do this, Niels? Because he had 5 hit points left.
Mm-hmm. While he was trying to stampede me or throw me down, getting hit in the face with one of the hooves.
Yeah.
Using that spin, kind of, to get below his neck and just slash that open with an upward cut. Mm-hmm.
And blood starts gushing out of him. Some sacks of meat and muscle probably fall out of that slash as well, just to make it more gory even. You probably cover yourself in a lot of bull blood and bull meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. There's some other fluids in there as well. It could be just his spit or his stomach fluids or something that you kind of caught as well. But the bull, this huge hunk of muscle and meat just sacks to the ground and isn't moving anymore.
Okay. And just fall on my ass and sit down.
Mm-hmm. It hurts. Everything hurts.
I know.
It's basically like being hit with a truck.
Mm-hmm.
So, Caradian, if you keep running, you will reach Aiden next to the body of a bull.
I would like, before I reach Aiden, to take a look at the fence, if the bull has left any marks on it as he ran over it.
Yeah, he ran through that fence.
Great, that's all I wanted to know. Because right now, a bull just broke out of his field and attacked you, and you killed him, right?
Yeah, sure, let's go with that. My face hurts, everything hurts.
Are you going to be okay?
I think so, but I may need to sit a few minutes.
Maybe we should stop following this path for today and just go to Professor's place.
Right, there is no more problem along the way as we know.
But if anything happens...
There's a second boy. You fought a normal bull. Now nobody expects the Spanish bull.
In a red cloak with a cross on it.
No, there isn't a second bull, obviously.
Well, if anything else happens, then we're fucked. So,
why?
You seen Aiden?
We can just
he's right there.
Calm down a bit, sit a bit, maybe have a bite to eat, and then I'm good to go again. Trust me.
All right.
I've looked worse.
Yeah, not as like 3 hours ago, before worse. You watched yourself in the river.
Exactly. Kind of.
All right, then take your rest.
But maybe not directly next to the bull.
Why not?
Because it stinks. And I stink, and I don't want to sit in blood anymore. Maybe beneath that tree you were just at, Macy, might be a good spot.
Yes, sure. It's a nice tree, I guess.
So how about a short rest, people? Yes, no, maybe?
Sure, do you need medical assistance?
All good.
Did you say so?
A short rest sounds just fine.
You can take a short rest if you want, but with the time that has passed, I'm gonna say this. If you take a short rest, just gonna be 30 minutes to an hour, roughly, you're getting awfully close to missing your appointment with the professor if you keep continuing down this path.
I'm down to just go on and not taking a short rest.
Well, Aiden said he's taking a short rest and he has already rolled, so he is definitely taking one.
Yeah. I am definitely taking one.
If you want to stay there with him, that's your deal.
The thing is, if we go to the professor and it starts raining or something like that, we might lose the tracks completely. But we cannot just miss our appointment because maybe he has really smart stuff to say.
I will follow the tracks.
Aiden, what do you think?
I mean, you could go with Caradian and follow the tracks, and I can meet up with the professor.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Why? And I look at Maisie.
That sounds very much terrible.
Yeah, you said that. Why?
Because if anything happens to one of us, the other two or the other one won't know. So that's shit.
Well, I'm going either way.
Aiden, is there a way of letting the professor know that we cannot be there today, but maybe tomorrow?
I don't know of any, except just going there and telling him, and then I would already be there.
I will go right now while you rest, and maybe I will come back with new info. And I turn around and start following the tracks again.
Oh no.
So are you going through the field?
Yes.
Okay.
Because sure. I no longer see a living bull in this field.
Mm-hmm. So what are the other two doing? You having your short rest, and then you go... Where?
I'm seeing how long it takes for a Caradian to come back, if it's within the short rest.
Okay,
period.
Caradian, you cross the field to the other side of the fence. I don't ask you to roll to climb up. You can get over that. So, and I'm going to say you can still follow these tracks further outside, right? Further along this path away from the city. How fast are you going? Because if that's the case, you would have to turn around now to actually get back and tell the others before their long rest would finish.
I would probably take a fast drive where I'm still certain I won't lose the track. Mm-hmm. But as long as I'm certain, probably not too slow. Because, yeah, I want to get there. And mm-hmm. not just any day, but in the best case, today.
Sure, yeah. Make another survival check for me.
Of course. 18.
So these tracks lead on for at least another, you would say at least another 5 to 10 minutes until they start crossing into a cornfield. Mm-hmm. And that's basically where this ends for now. You could go on further, obviously, but this is roughly where you know it leads into this cornfield.
Yeah, I'd like to continue follow through.
Okay, so for the other two, he is not returning in time.
Shit. Since... Like, I don't think I'd be able to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we just split the party.
I don't see a problem.
I do. So, I would go to the professor's.
Okay. Aiden is also going to follow you, obviously. So you both are going to the professor's.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Caradian.
Yes.
You are walking through this cornfield.
Yes.
How tall are you again? You're probably not taller than 2 meters, right?
No.
So you can't look over this corn.
Yes.
So you don't know where you're going.
No.
You're walking through corn. Yeah, but
yeah.
You don't know where you're going. You're just walking blindly through a cornfield.
Yeah, with sharpened ears.
Make a perception check.
22.
22. So, as you're walking your way, you kind of startle a few crows sitting, and they start flying off, and you don't necessarily get spooked, because you've heard this sound a lot of times before, of birds just getting startled and flying away, but right without being able to see them, you didn't expect it, and this kind of situation really becomes a little bit unnerving for you, right? You don't see where you're going. You're basically, you can't really see far out of this corn. You can follow the tracks, obviously. But just saying that, I would think Caradian isn't necessarily that comfortable with not being able to see around him.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounded by corn, it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. When you tried it with butter, everything changed or something like that. So you're in this cornfield, it's not necessarily dark around you, right? But they are still kind of obscuring the light from above, since you're smaller than the corn around you. So you're walking through this cornfield, you're basically by yourself. This is the first time you've been by yourself since everything happened. It, at the same time, feels kind of calming to be out in the, in quotation marks, wild again on yourself, on your own. But there is something different, right? You kind of hear, not just because you're supposed to be in the wild, you have more of a purpose. And I think that's kind of not necessarily unnerving to you, but it's kind of just different to you, right? It's just a different experience of what Caradian normally does.
Yeah.
So you're just following those tracks. For how long do you want to follow?
Well, for starters, until it leaves this cornfield, so I can once again see where I'm going.
Okay. Any other indicators of when you start something else as following these tracks?
When I notice the sun setting, I would like to speed up.
Okay, you will.
Like that I would reach the end of the cornfield before it's completely dark.
So you know that there is probably at least 3 or 4 hours left in the day before the sun is setting.
Then I hope I'm not in a really, really fucking big cornfield. Or running in circles.
It's definitely a big cornfield. I'm gonna say that much, because you've been in this cornfield for like 20 minutes now. But no, it's not gonna set. The sun is not gonna set anytime soon, and you're not gonna reach the end of this cornfield. But what you do reach is a big, big shed inside this cornfield. Like a barn. Not necessarily just a shed. It's basically just a big barn.
Oh.
Okay, so the thing is, you reach the shed outside this barn, but there is this weird complex of a few buildings in this cornfield. There's a shed, there's also a barn, and there's a big barn with, you reach a shed, and you also see behind that shed is a bigger barn, so this appears to just be basically a complex inside, probably in the middle of this cornfield.
Yeah.
So,
do I see anything or anyone moving?
Make a perception check.
Now that I can see. 18.
No.
All right. Then I would just make my way towards the shed.
You're standing right in front of it.
And the tracks I've been following,
they go around the shed.
Then I go around the shed.
Yeah. So these tracks seem to go further into this complex, into the open field, into this this non-corny spot.
Right around the corner, I guess. Well, I would like to follow them and then start to look around on the open field again for anyone or anything. In this case, mostly automatons.
Mm-hmm. So you don't see any automatons.
That's good.
And the tracks enter the barn, and that's where you basically lose the tracks.
I would like to circle around, and I don't find new tracks.
You find tracks that go from the barn somewhere else, yes.
But not the direction I came from?
No.
How many traces do I find?
In every direction, everywhere.
It's like they are moving in every direction, come from every direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, I would say this is their hut, their base, their folks, then whatever.
Whatever. If that is what Caradian deduces, then that's what he deduces.
Yeah. I don't see the river, do I?
You do not see any river.
And I don't hear the river.
Definitely okay. Not.
Yeah. Then I'd like to start to make my way back, actually.
Okay. So you make your way back. The others aren't there anymore.
Hmm?
So you make your way just back to town? Where do you want to go?
First, I'll go to the refugee camp where our place is.
Okay, so you're not going to the meeting?
I was first.
Because the meeting would have already started, like 30 minutes ago. At least that's what the times you guessed. So do you still want to go there, or do you just wait for the others?
How much time would I lose if I take the way over the refugee camp to the meeting, just to make sure they aren't already there?
Maybe another 15 minutes.
Yeah, then I would like to walk through the refugee camp and then towards the professor and the meeting.
Okay, so you do that. The others, you've made your way back to the city. You've followed the rough directions you got from the professor to his house and are standing right outside it. Do you do anything before you enter?
I would have taken a trip down to the river again to wash off all the blood.
Sure, there's a lot of stuff entering this river from you.
Yeah, I know. And I hope I can change that fact in the future.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, maybe on the way there, wait, let me check my inventory for money. I would like to buy some new basic clothes.
Sure, you can do that. I'm just gonna say pay 3 silver and you get roughly the same things you wanted to. You're basically wearing before it. Mm-hmm. Before the attack and before the sewers. So that is definitely doable. Macy, as you guys are shopping, I want you to make another perception check for me.
I got a 16.
I don't want this perception check from you. I just want it from Macy.
That's a 9.
A 9. Okay, that's still high enough, actually, to see, as you guys are making your way to the professor, in the garden of the professor, you see a very familiar white fox.
No.
And he's sitting there right next to the fence looking at you guys.
I'd like to grab Aiden's shoulder, like, mm-hmm. looking at the fox, but just, like,
looking at you,
slightly hitting Aiden, like, Aiden?
Aiden, you see it as well, after Macy points it out.
Should we move closer? As I start taking small steps towards it. Shit, man.
You make your way slowly towards the fox and it looks at you curiously, tilts its head to the side. And how close are you going?
As long as the fox is comfortable with us or with me getting closer, I would like to continue.
It just sits there and waits basically as soon as you're basically in reaching distance. It stands up slowly and just walks 2 steps towards you. I don't know, do you reach for it with your hand or do you just look at it? What do you do?
I would also like to tilt my head because I'm very curious.
Okay.
But I would not like to touch it yet because, well, you don't go and touch animals because they might bite you. So that's if it will get to me, I would let it smell my hand or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't. And I'll pet it.
Okay, yeah, you reach out with your hand to let it smell you, and it's weird because it doesn't smell you. It basically just goes into that motion of your hand is reaching out, and it just goes into that, walks under the hand, tilts his head up, and basically makes you pet it.
All right, then.
And then looks at you, and it's in this moment, as you're looking into this fox's crystal clear blue eyes, you feel like meeting an old friend. An old, good, and trusted friend.
No.
And that is where we're gonna end.
No.
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 This is
dirty move.
This is where we're gonna end tonight's episode of Titan's Call.
Casual cliffhanger.
Ah! You can't.
I can, actually.
No.
I can, and he probably will.
I did fucking already. So this episode is over now. So any
shit.
Type of way to deal with that is going to have to wait for next time we're recording, when we are playing episode 16. It was a pleasure to record with you guys. It was a pleasure that the people listened. I can't wait to share episode 16 with you, my players, and the audience. And I don't have anything left to say, so if any one of you wants to say something before we basically end this.
Yeah, fuck you.
Okay, thank you.
Agreed, but great session, and yeah, yes. I can't wait for the next time.
Oh, same.
So, thanks for listening, everyone. We will hear you on the next episode. Tune in next week for Titan's Call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.